Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy.
Hallelujah. Father, we bless your name. We praise your name, Almighty God. We worship you, O God, in the beauty of your holiness. How great is our God. We adore you, Almighty God. We bless you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, for waking us up this morning, oh God. We thank you, Jesus, for starting us on our way. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We glorify you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Perfect, tried and pure. You are healer, you are the cure. Redeemer of the lost and cold. You're the sovereign Lord of all. You're creator of earth and stone. You're the maker of flesh and bone. You're Jehovah all-powerful. Your freedom worth fighting for. Come what may, you're worthy of glory. Come what may, you're worthy of praise. All we are is glory's reflection. We'll bless your name. We'll bless your name. We'll bless your name. We'll bless your name. And your kindness unmatchable. There's grace for guilt. There's grace for all. You are light for the path unknown. And Lord, without you, where will we go? You're the way. Hey, our hope is yours. Woo! To hear heaven from earth below. You're defender, yeah, with judgment call. We're protected by your blood. So come what may, you're worthy for. Yeah.
Come what may, you're worthy
for. All we are.
Hallelujah.
What you gave us.
kapadeya elelelele sayara kisuku yo sayare sare masika elelele swa ekozuani anata e frana nie poswa e kalari ano swara reveal yourself to me Jesus ha. Reveal yourself to me, Baba. Baba, so
hallelujah. Hallelujah. Happy New Year to each and everyone in the name of Jesus. Good morning. Good morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in our midst. Holy Spirit, we ask you to take preeminence in this service this morning in the name of Jesus. Have your way in this service. Have your way in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we completely and totally surrender to you. Let your perfect will be done. Holy Spirit, let your perfect will be done. Perfect all that concerns our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh, Holy Spirit, we love you. We need you every second. Lead us, teach us, guide us, Holy Spirit. Help us, Holy Spirit. Empower us, Holy Spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Lord, have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of all that we've done that's not pleasing to you. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned, we have fallen short of your glory, and we cry for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon our nieces, our nephews. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Lord, all those that are connected to us. Have mercy upon our household, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us, cleanse us, O God, from all unrighteousness. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We took the airways, the cyberspace, the networks in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. We took everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus flow like a tsunami in every ear of our lives. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, oh God. We apply the blood of Jesus to our children's lives. We apply the blood of Jesus to our spouse's life. We apply the blood of Jesus to our grandchildren's life, to their dwelling places, O God. We apply the blood of Jesus to our dwelling places, to our lives, in the name of Jesus, O God. O God, we ask you to prosper the work of our hands. We apply the blood of Jesus to the works of our hands, in the name of Jesus. We apply the blood of Jesus, O God, to every area of our lives in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. The blood of Jesus, O God. The blood of Jesus heal us. The blood of Jesus redeem us. The blood of Jesus sanctify us. The blood of Jesus restore us. The blood of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God. the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Father, we put the armor on ourselves, on our children, and our grandchildren, on our spouses, O God. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. O Father God, we ask you, O God, to send your holy angels to assist us, to minister to us, to do your biddings in the name of Jesus in our lives, O God. Let your holy angels assist us. Let your holy angels do your biddings in our lives in the name of Jesus. O Father God, let your holy angels do your biddings in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, O Father God, we ask you for a fresh oil, fresh anointing, O God, in the name of Jesus for this year 2023, O God. Every day, O God, we pray for refreshing. We pray for fresh oil, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. Fresh oil, fresh anointing, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. We pray, O God, for refreshing. Refresh our spirit. Refresh our souls. Refresh our minds, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. O Father God, we call for increase, O God. O Father God, increase, O God. Increase, O God, in the name of Jesus. We call for divine increase and acceleration in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. O Father God, perfect all that concerns us. Let your perfect will be done, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. Let us walk by the Spirit and not by the flesh, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. O Father God, we thank you, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus, O God. O Father, we bless your name. Hallelujah. We give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, O God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Rombo setereya kuria masse. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus, O God. We bless you, O God. We bless you, O God. We praise your name, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. O Father, we bless you. O Father, we praise you, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise the name of Jesus. We worship you. We glorify you, O God. Hallelujah. Perfect all that concerns us. Perfect in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord. We bless your name, O God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We honor you, O God. We give you glory. We give you honor, O God. We magnify your name, O God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The name of Jesus. We praise you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Father, as we come to this part of the service, let me not speak in human wisdom, but wisdom from you, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God, we pray for your wisdom in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, let your anointing flow in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, let your anointing flow in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, be made perfect in our weakness in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. And we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. First Chronicles, chapter 4, verses, starting from verse 9. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you will bless me indeed, enlarge my coast, and that thy hand might be with me, and that thou would keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. Hallelujah. Jabez was more honorable than his siblings and his brethren. Hallelujah. And what did Jabez do? He called on the God of Israel. Hallelujah. The Lord came, Jesus came, that we may have life and have life more abundantly. So harm us. To prosper us, that's what the Lord came to do, to give us an abundant life. In the name of Jesus, we might have not received some of these promises that the Lord has released upon our lives. But I'm here to tell you this morning, on the first morning, look at Jeremiah. Hallelujah. About his plans, God's plans for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Excuse me. Hallelujah. God's plans. So we will look at Isaiah, before we go to Jeremiah 29:11. Let's look at Jeremiah 29:11. Because I want you to start this year positively. To think about what God, regardless of what you may have been going through, I want you to think positively about this 2023. Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. God's plans is what? To give you a future and a hope, to bring you to some of the scriptures, to an expected end, that it is expected end. Then we look at Isaiah 55, verse 8 to 9. And I wish you would write these scriptures down so you can be saying these things to yourself, because sometimes you need to decree it and declare it over your life. God said, he said, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. But as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. Hallelujah. God plans to prosper you and to bring you. If you look at Isaiah 55 and you keep reading down, hallelujah, you keep thinking and reading Isaiah 58, let's go over it again. I want you to see what God plans for you, for every one of us, every one of us, everybody under the sound of our voice. God is no respecter of persons. Amen? God is no respecter of persons. God's plans is set for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh and the snow from the heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth a bud, that it may give seed to the sower, so shall my word that goeth forth out of my mouth, it will not return unto me void, but it will shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I said it. Remember here, words, the promises that God has spoken over your life, his word, it will not go back void. It will accomplish what he said the word to accomplish in your life. Only you can stop the word accomplished in your life. Only you can stop it. But no apostle curses death. No, you can stop it. Because Jesus said, I give you power to step over scorpions and demons in my name. When you are in the kingdom of God, God has empowered you. He has given you authority. And so his will. Every one of us came in this earth with an assignment. Jesus said in Hebrews, I come in the volume of the book, it is written of me. Every one of us, there are things in the book of every one of us individually, you call God his plan and his purpose for you. God has his place and purpose for me. So there's all, God has written all these things about you. And it's not bad, it's good and not evil. That good and not evil. Every one of us, we got assignment and plans. We didn't come here for nothing. But once we know, you know the will, Lord, I'm here to do your will. Not my will, but thy will be done. Hallelujah. He said his word, prophetic words, blessings that he has spoken over your life. You come into a covenant blessing when you receive Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. That's why Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will send you the Holy Spirit. Who will lead you? Who will guide you? So you cannot let the enemy keep you back. Do not let, because God will give you his strength. You are an overcomer because of the blood of Jesus. God has blessed you. You got everything in you to make it. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will be with you to the end. Even when you take that step of faith, even when you stumble, what you do? Call on the name of Jesus. Peter was going down, but he looked at the storm. But what did he do? He said, Jesus, you can get Jesus 24/7. All you got to do, call on his name. Hallelujah. You have to speak to him. He's the best kind of friend. Speak to him what's on your heart, what's on your mind. Am I saying you will not go through valleys? Yes, you will go through these valleys. Why? Because he's strengthening us. But you will go through the valley. The psalmist says, yet do I go through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Hallelujah. So you will go through different things in life. But he will never leave you. And he will never forsake you. So when God speaks his promises in your life, and the Holy Spirit leads you and guides you, this next is in Isaiah 12. For you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace, and the mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Hallelujah. There's something different about happiness and joy. Joy, when we're talking about joy, regardless of whatever problems you're going through, you have that joy, unspeakable joy. Happiness is something that people, if somebody do something for you, then you're happy. Happiness is not, it's temporary, but joy is eternal. It's eternal. Why? Because you have faith and trust in God. When you trust him and you have faith in him and you're walking by his spirit, hallelujah, every prophetic promise that he spoke of over your life will surely come to pass. His plans are good and not evil. Hallelujah. He wants us to be in good health. He wants our soul to prosper. He wants to bless us exceedingly abundantly. He said, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. These are promises, and these promises are yes and amen. Oh, but Paul said, this and that is happening in my life. No, look to Jesus. For Jesus, God has given you his strength. And don't give up, because he's right there with you. 1,000 will fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. Only with thy eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Hallelujah. Make sure you don't speak negative things over your personal life. The word of God. And you speak the promises of God over your life. What happened? Or maybe if God agreed to heal me, what do you mean? That means you don't have faith. You don't have faith. If you say, if God, no. God wants everything. He wants to heal you. He wants to deliver us. He wants to set us free. To believe it in your heart. We take anything, we say, it's God. No. That the devil put those things in your head so you can stop praying for your healing. So you can stop praying for all the promises that God has for you. That's why it's good to spend one-on-one time in the presence of the Lord by yourself. And praying and you fasting, and the Lord will lead you and guide you. You will hear from him. Hallelujah. And many times people do not receive promises because of their mindset. We want to do, if you do things according to tradition and religion, our mindset, let the mind of Christ be in us. If you have the mind of Christ, then you got faith. If you have the mind of Christ, then you are yet to do the will of God. If you surrender to God and allow the transformation to take place. Don't look at left or right or what's going on in another person's life. Your destiny is different from the other person. Hallelujah. So then we go back to 1 Chronicles 4:10. And Jabez called on the name of the Lord. Jabez was born in sorrow. His brothers were messed up, just like Noah, the world was in chaos. That doesn't mean you have to be messed up because things happening in your family, know the favor of God is upon your life. Or whether your parents are witches, people talk all that stuff, but it depends on you. It depends on you. Do you want to be in a generational curse or generational blessing? You have the choice. If you pick Christ, you pick generational blessing. And then you have the authority to revoke all generational curses in your life. Hallelujah. Because you're not under the curse. You honor the blessings. All the covenant blessings of God is for you. I'm saying these things this morning. And you got to receive. Because I'm saying to you the word of God. Jabez did not pay attention to what was going on with his brothers. The Bible says he was more honorable. So he knew what it means more honorable. He had a relationship with God. He had a relationship with God. Look at Abraham. Abraham developed a relationship with God. Hallelujah. He was more honorable. More honorable, that means he did the will of God. So he wasn't going to settle for crumbs. And we're not talking about finances or all those things included in the covenant package. We're talking about the whole package. God didn't send you empty. So Jabez called on the Lord. For that thou will bless me. For that thou will bless me. The first thing he said, he called on God. He cried unto God. He acknowledged who God is. He called out to the God of Israel. Jabez knew that God is the one that will bless him. Only one that could bless him. Only God. Believe it. Only God can do these things for you. Oh God, that you will bless me. And this is what I want you to take with you today. Oh God, that you will bless me. He said, Lord, bless me. Enlarge my territory. When it's talking about enlarging your territory, your mindset, if God's going to enlarge the territory and give you, let's say if God's giving you a house and a car, you got to know how to manage. And the Bible has it there. Enlarge your territory. Enlarge your wisdom. Enlarge your understanding. Enlarge. Because if you get those material things and you don't know how to use it, you're wasting. You will need wisdom. So he said, oh, that you will bless me and enlarge my territory. Because when God enlarges your territory, you got to be able to handle your territory. When he enlarges your territory, you have that faith and strength. And when the enemy comes and gets you like a flood, hallelujah, the Spirit of God raises up a standard against the enemy. Enlarge your territory. When he enlarges your territory, he prospers you. When he lies your territory, he protects you. But you got to tap into it. Tap into the mind of Christ. Renewing of your mindset. Renewing of your mindset. Then you ask God, let your hand be with me. Hallelujah. Then he said, then Jabez said, keep me from harm. That I will be free from pain. Jabez, when we said that you would multiply my territory, people like that, and God is carrying me back. Many people think that Jabez is talking about physical land or things. No. But he's talking about wisdom. He's talking because you need spiritual blessings. Hallelujah. Spiritual, but you need wisdom. Hallelujah. Enlarge your territory. You're not going to be like your family members. In other words, if your family members say that's their problem, you pray for them to receive Christ. But I'm saying, don't look at them. You ask your God for your spiritual territory to increase. You ask your God for your covenant blessings. If you want to see how it does, look at what happened to Joseph. You can look. There's so many examples. And that when God bless you, then what happens? He protects what he blessed you with. Takes it. Hallelujah. And then he keeps you from evil so that you will be free from pain. I'm leaving this with you this morning. Tap into God's blessing he has for you. He wants to bless you exceedingly, abundantly, above all you can think or ask of. Blessing, when God bless you, is not to be selfish. As God bless you, is to be a blessing to others. Not blessing you for you to boast about it, no, to do his will. Hallelujah. Bless me. Enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me. Hallelujah. Father, I'm giving your word. It is your desire to bless us. Pray, Lord, that the Holy Spirit will move on the hearts of your children to receive the covenant blessings of God. In the name of Jesus. Help us to walk by your Spirit. Help open our ears to hear from you. Help us, O God, to spend more time with you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Teach us, lead us, guide us, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you this morning. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. We praise you. We worship you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. The joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. And what I want you all to do, don't pay attention to negative words. Be careful with negative words and negative environment. People speaking negative in your ears that you do not receive the promises until you start believing it. You have to be careful with it because that is a distraction from the enemy. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I will open the prayer line for those who want to give thanksgiving. Please, thanksgiving, just stay to the point. Give your thanksgiving unto the Lord. I know Mariama wanted to give her thanksgiving yesterday, but she was working. But I think everybody should be able to say thank you, Jesus. But Mariama, I'm going to open the line, and if you want to, or anybody else, they can go ahead.
Conference unmuted.
And those on the radio, one second, those on the radio, you can just press one on your keypad, and I'll open the line for you. Amen. One at a time, please. Mariama, you can go ahead.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, Apostle. Happy New Year to everyone this morning. I just want to bless God this morning. I just want to tell him thank you. If I don't say thank you to him, I'll be ungrateful to him. But I just want to bless God this morning. I want to tell him thank you. 2022 was not an easy year. I just bless God for my life. Today I'm alive. I can call upon his name. I'm not better than those that are down from the great beyond. But I want to pray God this morning. It was not easy. I thought I was going to lose my right hand. But God being God, I'm saved with my hand. I can always say it was not by mistake I came on this prayer line. I'm so happy that I joined this family. They teach me how to pray, how to know God for myself, how to encourage myself right in a situation. And happy in changing worry, 2000, sparing. I mean, 2022, your own choice, your sparing. When other were here, the checking was a little rush. And that rush, I took it for fun. I know it was going to be a dangerous situation for me. I hands are high, I used to call a bunch of these crying. All my mother's son will call me the pain, Sophia pain, those stuff. Just feeling 2 weeks in a row, I would not even sleep. I would tell God, what's this? When I said, I would bring it up in my ear, I said, Satan can't keep it, I mean, I'm not going to listen to you. I said, I will get healed, this hand will get healed. Because the doctor was surprised. He was shocked because he knows what she go in the farm. For my own king in the farm, what was that? I don't know. I did all the different tests, nothing. But I still trusted in God.
Amen.
Twice, I even saw my own death. I saw my own death. The person came in the work was saying, this is your grief. I said, that's not my grief. He said, that's your grief. I will jump up. I started to pray. I said, God, this sickness is not to, this sickness is not unto death. I shall be healed. I said, God, give me support chair. Whatever it is, give me support chair. This sickness is not unto death. I shall get healed. And I was just praying. I just used to pray. I said, I have one colon in my room. I said, this is my altar. When you pay heavy, I will jump. I will get out of pray. I will say that from and say, God, yes, my altar, I'm depending on you. Your hand must be healed. And it was just hurting. The second time I saw my late husband, who was like to GFK, he said, let's go work for me. But then when I looked, I said, I'm putting me in my heart, but then he said, what am I going with him for? But he's a left fish. He said, oh, I see fish all that went by, so I can go close to my truck. As soon as he went, I came the other way. I said, God, now my portion. I said, now my portion, I'm not dying. I was just praying. My Christian friend, we were just in God. It was right here. I couldn't even open water bottle with it. From January, staring up to May. Before I said, open the bottle, I used to be what they get in the room, my neighbor's daughter. When I'm going to bed, I called Carrie and said, Carrie, you can't take to be drinking. I will carry the 4 or 5 bottles in the room, my room, open the bottle. And when I test it, I think to be dry. When it's been dry, I will get dry, no bottle. And I say, you to drink. But I just want to tell God, thank you. I just want to say thank you for everything. And all that time, my sister, I wish was just there for me. You can't even come see me. She was just so praying for a good prayer, God. It's a good prayer to God. Like I'm a pastor now in the Episcopal Church. So people, the mother of family to me, the man, his wife. Now I'm going to cast it for Derek from my sister. Can't have minutes from me. I will wash up, broke that money to cast it for Derek first and go wash it, fold it and break it. I have bad my hand was. I couldn't even touch anything of on the rain, anything I touched that thing, even on my own side of things. Why I want to bless God today? I'm alive. So people are my family, my mother and father in this America. Why I want to bless God? I want to praise him for everything. After I call well, here for my before I there were April, my sister said, oh, yeah, move my father. I said, I will move. You know my situation. She was actually told me, I said, oh, she told my niece, when you come, I said, let's try your entry when she's moving. And before she could move, before the lady could come, Christian friend. The white family in the church, I know that I'm not friendly with them. The chef called the pastor, oh, we want somebody to be in our partition home before they take it from us, even if it's for us. Okay, Jenny, we're close and cold. For months for me, I said, well, I will take it. I'm so blessed.
Yes.
So myself, yes, they can get up for 12, 1 month, 3 weeks, they go back. So I just want to bless God for them. And I want to bless God for this prayer that is so encouraging. Let us learn how to trust in God. God never fails us. No matter how the situation is tough, He always there. He always stands by us. God says, you answer us today, and He's not answering us. It's just a matter of time. So I just want to bless God. I just want to tell God, thank you that again. Yeah, he's not everything when I look at my hand and say, God, thank you. God, okay. When I look at my hand and say, God, thank you. You know what it means? Your right hand that you can write with. Yeah, it's not functioning. And you just sit down home. I say it's a bit telling God, I say, God, I saw my function. Yeah, him was get healed. I think that miracle will be different. I say, God, this thing must be healed. And today, this thing, you see, Christian, brothers and sisters, I just want to bless God. I just want to tell him, thank you for my family. I will all were able to cross over to 2023, and I know you carry on more, and He has greater things in store for us. So I just want to bless God this morning. I just want to say thank you. If I don't praise, it will be ungrateful. So I just want to praise God for every one of us that will continue to trust in God, continue to hold onto His unchanging hand, no matter the situation. Let us depend on Him. Let Him be our everlasting arm. Let us lean on His arm. I just want to bless God. Pray for me, and I do the same in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We Amen. Praise God. We praise God. Having faith and trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean on not your own understanding in all thy ways. Acknowledge Him. Hallelujah. Anybody else with a testimony of God's goodness in their lives?
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
What a mighty, mighty God.
Amen.
God is so good.
Amen.
Words I cannot express. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you, Father. Thank you for your healing. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for restoration. Thank you for your favor, Master.
Amen.
Thank you for acceleration. Thank you for your word. Thank you, Jesus, for family, for friends, for lawful. Thank you, the I am ministry. Thank you. Oh, Father, thank you. For your teaching, praying, thinking from numbers on this line. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Jesus, Jesus, I've come to realize that the closer as you pray, it gives you testimony. Sometimes I want to cry, I want to jump out. The apostle said, no, just pray. You have to have the faith and belief. Tons. I'm learning, I'm growing. Not to complain because there will be problems, there will be sicknesses. And as I'm talking, my foot, but I'm refusing it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I suck my soul spirit with the blood of Jesus, with the crown of my head to the soul of my feet. My children, grandchildren. Thank you, Apostle. Thank you, all members. But thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, only you, O Lord. Praise is sufficient.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Forgive me of my sins and trespasses. It gives me a free heart. Renew a right spirit. Because many times I feel I don't do the right thing. I don't act the right way. But God, help me to grow. To do your word and to be your light. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister. Hallelujah. Anyone else?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
God bless. I'm blessing the Lord. I'm grateful I'm thankful, Father. I appreciate you for what you have done this past year. If I would not say thank you, I would be ungrateful. You have done so much. So much more than a tongue can tell. If I sit down here, I tell you, mean then we would not go. But I know God knows where He took me from. And from the dungeon, and He brought me to the light. See where He took me from. I'm grateful for my children. I'm grateful for my siblings, grateful for my grandchildren. I'm grateful for my nieces, my nephews. I'm grateful for my cousins, my friends. I'm grateful for my neighbors and their children. I'm grateful for the members of I Am That I Am, Prayer Life. I'm grateful for everyone. And I'm grateful to the Bible's family. I'm grateful. I don't know what to say this morning, just to say I'm grateful, I'm grateful, I'm thankful, I'm thankful. I think it was 2 days ago, and I was here in bed, couldn't sleep. And I was just, as I was praying, but I heard somebody say to me, just tell me thank you. So I left while I was doing, I just came out, started walking up and down, saying, thank you, Lord, because I cannot need them. I said, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I told him, thank you. For one part, I was worrying over my little nephew. My little sister's son, he was in Sierra Leone, then his brother called me and said he had left. He went to East Africa. So I said, Lord, what is this boy looking for? And then soon in the morning after the prayer line, the brother called me when they were about to go to the funeral home to get the body to go to the church. He said the boy just arrived. And I was happy. I said, thank you for letting me see his mother for the last time. So I'm grateful for what God has done. He's a God of prayer answering God. Because I don't know why my mind was resting on the little child. He is the last baby of his mother. And I'm thankful that God answered prayer and brought him. And so I'm grateful. I'm grateful, and I'm grateful for the successful era of my sister. I'm grateful for what God has done. She was very talented. Some kind of big minister of gospel. People say, get me the place where I fight. And I'm thankful for the life that she lived.
Amen.
The life she lived, that the life lived after her. And I thank God, when I saw her there, I said, God, please, if I have anything in my heart, take it from there. Make me to be my little sister. And I don't know, Apostle, anytime I be thinking about something, God will just send me to the scripture. And I was thinking about changing a heart. My heart changed this, that. And my mind ran to Ezekiel 36:26.
Yeah.
I said, I will give you a new heart.
Yes.
And give you a new spirit.
Yes.
And remove your stony heart into a fleshy heart.
Yes.
And I read it. I said, thank you, Papa. Please I'm awaiting that new heart. I'm awaiting for you to remove this stony heart and replace a fleshy heart into my heart. That I may do your work and do your will. So I'm grateful for what the Lord has done for me. He has spoken to me yesterday because showing me this scripture, it meant a lot to me. Grateful. And I ask him, let the scripture be activated, manifested into my life. So when the new heart he put it in my heart, I will use it according to the way he wants me to use it. I'm grateful God has done so much. He did so much for my daughter. He did so much for my son. Samuel was in Kenya.
Sorry, family. So that's the way.
And he met a friend. I said, what are you doing in Kenya? He said, well, I want to be in the ministry. And I'm doing computer. He said, well, go to Ghana. They are there. The place is hard. You pay rent and you say your man not working and it's hard on you. I got a husband in Accra with my two boys. Go be with them. The room when I go out, I can sleep in. I will tell them to put you there. And after a certain time, I will come there to tell them, stay away from Kenya to Ghana. And he told me, I couldn't believe it. I said, God, what a blessing. Right now, he's in Accra, he's in our house. And he's doing his ministry. And I'm grateful to God for what he's doing. Let God continue to change him. Let him continue to focus on God. As he said, I surrender to Jesus, mama. I surrender. And I praise God for that. I bless God for that. I pray for every child that I took care of for me yesterday, like Jesus and America before me. And I was a big mama. And I praise God for what he did. As I entered this year, I see him for a healing, total healing. Of my right knee. I know he's able. Nothing is too hard for him to do. I bless him. I glorify him. Thank you, Apostle. Thank you for you and Reverend for what you're doing. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen. Hallelujah. Let me look on the radio to see if anybody want to say anything. Anybody on the okay? Amen.
Amen.
How is it? Amen.
Happy New Year, everybody. I want to say thank you, Pastor Marco. I want to say thank you to God. Thanks for saving our life each and every day. Thank you for my family, and I was just saying it every day. And I just thank you for saving my life 2019. I can never forget that nasty accident I had. I'm still thanking him for saving my life. But without him today, I'm sitting out here praising him and thanking him every day. Thanking him every day for saving my children's life, my grandkids' life, my husband's life. I just thank him for everything he's done in our life each and every day. And thanking that we could see another year. And thank him for everything. Because some people couldn't even wake up this morning to say thank you or see another day. Some people die in their sleep. Some people woke up crippled. Some people end up in a hospital this morning. Different things happen to them. I just want to say thank you for all the blessings, everything that he's done for us. Just want to say thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay. Hallelujah. So we thank, let us just begin to bless the Lord. Lord, we thank you. We bless you, oh God. We thank you for all that you've done, all that you continue to do in our lives in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for every testimony, every prayer of thanksgiving. We thank you, Lord. Father God, all
Jesus,
your
thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, praise you and glory. We appreciate you. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your favor. We appreciate you, Lord. Oh, you are worthy to be praised. Thank you, Father.
We bless your name, Jesus. We praise
your
name.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Healing. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for
rescue. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Bless your name, oh God. Thank you for
yes,
equal of my voice, Lord. We bless you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We give
thank
you all,
you, Father. Thank you.
In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Let us
pray. Amen.
Our Father.
Our Father.